I began to conditionally accept.
So they started with your case first, and there's about 20 people sitting in the courtroom?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So I began to conditionally accept the proceedings. The judge interrupted me and said, well, come on up here. Come on up to the microphone so we can hear you and get you on recording. And I said, well, I'm real comfortable here, Judge. Do you think that Mike will pick me up if I just speak up? And he said, yeah, just go ahead and speak up. So I began my conditional acceptance. I said, I conditionally accept these proceedings here today on proof of claim that I am not the paramount security interest holder in all property and collateral, both registered and unregistered, belonging to Deborah Edwards and an accommodation party appearing specially, not generally, merely for the purpose of asking this court to enforce the record between the parties, and on proof of claim that the moving party submitted any record in opposition to the record which is before the court, accepting the moving party's offer to detract the charge of contempt and asking the moving party to show cause why the record before this court by the accommodation party showing tender and acceptance of payment by the chief financial officer of CWB Mortgage to set off, settle, and close the account does not discharge the debt and constitute a fulfillment of the obligation, making the moving party's offer moot, and on proof of claim that failure to produce said record constitutes agreement here today among the parties that no claim exists against Deborah Edwards, meaning my business here will be concluded and I'll be leaving. Is there such record?
What happened next?
The judge turned to the attorney for my estranged husband and asked, what say you? And she
now,
began
listen
to
this, ladies and gentlemen. She said she was there requesting the court enforce the record, not a contract, not an agreement, very specifically, the record before this court. And on proof of claim that there's any record in opposition to that record. And on proof of claim that it shouldn't be enforced if they're not being said record. Now, that is cool. And then what happened?
So the attorney began to explain how I hadn't paid the mortgage since X date, and they were requesting I vacate the home in 30 days so that my ex could assume residency and begin paying the mortgage.
And then what was said?
And the judge turned to me and he said, what say you? And I said, I conditionally accept on proof of claim that there is any record before this court in opposition to the record that is before the court, showing that the accommodation parties tendered, by the accommodation party showing tender and acceptance of payment by the chief financial officer of CWB Mortgage to set off, settle, and close the account, and that it does not discharge a debt and constitute a fulfillment of the obligation, making the moving party's offer again moot, and on proof of claim that failure to produce said record constitutes agreement here today among the parties that no claim exists against Deborah Edwards, meaning my business here is concluded if no such record exists and I'll be leaving. Is there such record?
Then what was said?
Then the judge turned to the attorney and said, do you have anything to say? And she sort of, actually, I take that back. Before he turned to her, there was a pause, and I said, for a second time, is there such record? And he turned to her and said, is there anything you have? And she kind of hung her head. She was a little bit quieter, and she just kind of hung her head, shook it, and said, no, I don't really. And then you couldn't really hear. She trailed off, and so I just cut in at that point And I said, let the record show that no one has put forth a record of writing in opposition to the record that is before the court today. My business here is concluded, and I am leaving. Have a nice day. And I left the courtroom